Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 19. You're going to have to pay close attention to this verse. This is an awaiting. This is a verse talking about a waiting period. It's talking about how long the world, angels, the church, just everybody been waiting. And the time has come. And so I want to read this to you out of different translations so we can understand exactly what it's talking about. There's a vast need for the manifestation of the sons of God. This morning I want to talk about the mystery or the mysteries of the sons of God manifested, or the mysteries of the Son of God manifestation. Sons of God is John 1:12. But as many as receive him. Now I must go here before I read Romans 8. Or can I read Romans 8 first? Yeah, let's read from Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for what? For what? The manifestation of the sons of God, right? That's what it says, right? Now, the NIV Bible says, for the earnest expectation of the creation, eagerly wait for the revealing of the sons of God. So manifestation has to do with revelation. See, because we're talking about bringing something out of the invisible into the visible. All right? The Wycliffe Bible says this, another translation says, the whole world is waiting on the showing of the sons of God. Now there's another called a New Living Translation, Psalm 19 verse, you with me? For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. My Lord have mercy. My goodness. My goodness. Let's get a context. Let's get in agreement so we'll be on the same page. You know, we're talking, when we come from this pulpit, we're talking spiritual talk. We represent a spirit being called Almighty God. All right? And there's a person called the Holy Spirit that knows all of God's business. About John 16, 13 say he know everything. He eavesdropping, the Holy Spirit. He got the right. The Holy Spirit has the right to divine eavesdrop. He's divine. That's what it is. When you get in the Spirit, you actually divinely eavesdropping and getting information to change you from a natural person to a supernatural person. Well, y'all going to eat this. Y'all think it's just this is not scrambled egg here now. Well, see, I never heard it before. He just told me about divinely eavesdropping. God supernaturally let us hear things on a different frequency. If you're not getting your answer, you're on the wrong frequency. Because God got an answer for everything because you're a son of God. Yes. Got that? Yes, sir. And so sometimes you have to pray in the Spirit till you get on the right frequency. Yes, sometimes you have to praise Him. Yes, and worship Him. Yes, until you get on the right frequency. Come on, church. Yes. Sometimes you have to meditate the Word by yourself. Not two or three, just by yourself. You, God, and the Word, and meditate until you get on the right frequency. When you get on the right frequency, why? You have what you say. What a privilege. Huh? What a privilege. See? It had to do with synchronizing. It has to do, you listening? It has to do with harmonizing in the spirit. It has to do with a certain type of divine rhythm. There's a rhythm you can get in. There's a flow. Are you listening to me? As a son of God, there's a flow. There's a channel you can turn to and read your mail. All your answers on that channel. All your miracles on that channel. All your deliverance on that channel. You see what I'm saying? There's a channel that there's a frequency and a synchronizing and a harmonizing and a rhythm in the spirit that turn your light on. And that light, listen to me, that light turns your life on to another dimension that nothing Satan has and nothing this world has can crowd you out. That's where we should be living. That's what I'm trying to teach you about, the two different laws, the two different entities, Satan and God. Satan come to steal, God come to give. All right? So to stay on the same page, let's come to a agreement on what manifest mean here. We talk about the mystery. See, it's a mystery now. So when you talk about mystery, again, you got to talk about revelation. Okay? Mentally, when you talk about mystery, mentally, you're left out. Mysteries cannot be solved mentally. All right, are you hearing me? Now, when he said that they're waiting on the Son of God to manifest, we read that just now, right? Are you listening? What manifest mean in two words? And you got to think supernatural. You got to think spiritual. That's not the two words, but I want you to think supernatural. I want you to think spiritual. I want you to think invisible, et cetera, et cetera. But when you talk about manifest, two words going to help you here. Displayed demonstration. Say it.
Displayed demonstration.
Demonstrations of the spirit and of power put on display by a son of God. That a sinner can see it and get saved. That a brother and sister can see it and be encouraged. Displayed, put on display, an open show, a demonstration of the fact that nothing Satan had can stop me. Why now? Because I'm living in a resurrected power. Jesus' accomplishment belong to me. When he conquered, I conquered. When he rose, I rose. When he defeated, disarmed, dethroned and destroyed Satan, I defeated, I disarmed, I destroyed Satan.
He did it for me. So if I ever can get on his channel, if I ever can get a revelation of my sonship, I can put on display demonstrations to the glory of God. Now, from this day forward, you listening? All of your trials going to turn into a testimony. Whatever you're dealing with right now, I'm announcing right now. I'm announcing from heaven. Everything you're dealing with right now, every trial, every test you're dealing with, going to turn into a testimony. Had Satan known, he wouldn't have messed with you. That's scripture. It said, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because every time you crucify one of God's children, or try to crucify one of God's children, glory come out. Every time one of God's children is attacked, and if they know how to be a son, it exposes God's glory more. God exposed his glory through your trial. Now you see why you have trials? So don't panic. Don't panic. Here come the glory. Here come the presence of God. Here come the manifestation. Here come the demonstration. Here come the miracle. Here come the sign. Here come the... I got a testimony I won't tell. Now, you know everybody in this room has a testimony. Even though you might be going through something now, but you have a testimony. All right, sit down. Let me try to get the father. Hallelujah. But that scripture, where he made us show up on openly. Colossians 2:15. That's the right scripture? Turn that, because to give you this definition, I might not get no further definition this morning. When the Bible talks about in Romans 8:19 that the whole creation, all sinners, the whole world really waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. That the church is supposed to be a manifestation of another world. Look at me. We supposed to be a manifestation of another lifestyle. We supposed to reveal to the world, are you listening to me? That we have, there's somebody really about to get blessed now, unseen help. That this unseen help is stronger than everybody. Stronger than every problem. Stronger than every attack. And through the spiritual law of attraction, as a son, I have the right to call him on the scene. What did I tell you to turn? Hold that, and go to Jeremiah 33:3. This is a sonship scripture. Do that scripture say call upon him? Huh? So I have the divine right in my sonship to call on him. And he said he would answer me and show me great and mighty things. Come on, church. That I do not know. Now, that's a sonship privilege. Read that verse. All right, now go to Colossians 2:15. If I'm hearing this thing right, we're about to pop up in here. Yep, I heard it right. You just visit two supernatural shows. Going back to Jeremiah, going back to Jeremiah 3. See if I'm lying. The Holy Ghost just showed me. See, sonship have shows. Yep. Their manifestation is a show that God is really who he says he is. And that God can really do what he says he can do. That because I'm a child of God, I can never be tied up where I can't get out. I can never be pinned down in life where I can't get up. I have two shows working in my favor. Every time you have a need, every time you are attacked, you should be able to stand up as a son, a daughter of God, and say, all right, we going to the show. Oh, my. The Lord won't take it to a third show. That's the third show in Chronicles somewhere. Where he won't show himself strong. What is that? Friday. It's First Chronicle what? First Chronicle 16:9. Three shows. Three supernatural shows for sons of God. There's one I can call up on him, and he'll show me great and mighty things I do not know. Now those greatest, they're Rosh Shekotara. Those greater things, greater and mighty things I do not know is a mystery. But then they become a manifestation and a revelation to me that I can display a demonstration of the greatness and the goodness and the powerfulness of God. Then in Colossians 2:15 now, you have Jesus spoiling principalities and powers and making a show of them openly. In it, meaning the cross. I can go to that show. But Chronicle revealed how I go to that show. What scripture that is? What? 16:9. Open. Read that. Go ahead. Whose heart is perfect toward him. He's looking for that person to show himself strong. What happened when God showed himself strong? What happened if God would show up in your life to show himself strong? What would happen? Dominate. What would happen? Everything that Satan and this world system and evil try to put on you will be wiped out by a higher power. Then you will be displayed not as the victim, but the victor. You are to rule and reign and dominate and have authority in the earth's realm to manifest as a son of God that you once was dead, but now you are alive. You are buried, but now you have resurrected, and you have the anointing of God upon you to work supernatural things out of your mouth and out of your mind and out of your heart. Give the Lord praise. And every problem you have now going to turn out to be a testimony. You might be crying now, but in a few moments, because 1,000 years is like a day with the Lord, in a few moments, you're going to rejoice, you're going to dance, you're going to testify, you're going to tell them, God did this. God brought me out. They tried to stop me, but God broke their power, set me free. I fly like an eagle. How many show? You got them? Now, the next time the enemy tell you you're not going to make it, you tell him, I'm about to turn the show on. And you go to those three verses, read them out loud, dance a little bit, and I'm telling you, the show will come on. I know you can't wait till you get home, right? I'm about to turn this show on. You got some things against you? See, because your sonship going to come out. It's the manifestation of the Son of God. Sit down. Another way to say it is exhibit to view. Other words, I know about the 4-H club. And I used to raise black Angus calf, and we used to win the championship all the time. My dad really was taking care of them, you know. I'd go out there and do a little rub, and then I'm gone, get in my car. But that's an exhibition that we should be making all the time. Because when we exhibit, we invite. When we exhibit divine things in view, it invite other people to say, I want to be a part of that. John 1:12, Romans 8:14. We're talking about sonship, manifestation. John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. That's the power to become. A lot of Christians live in that power, power to become. Power to become sons of God. But you're a son of God, but you never exhibit nothing yet. Because you can't. See, because your sonship, hey, y'all listening? Look at me. Your sonship is spiritual. Your sonship is divine. You from another country. You must not settle for taking what this world offers. That's a spiritual sonship. Now Romans 8:14 tell you how to manifest. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Here we go again. Tell you how to manifest. You see it? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, permit me, they are the manifesting sons of God. They're not just to become son. We have to become son, and that's all it be, just become. But then there's the other side, where there were revelation and understanding There are sons who know how to manifest. You cannot manifest without letting the Spirit of God lead you. What he leads you to? The Spirit of God gonna lead you to a key of manifestation. The key of manifestation is L O V E. We read John 14:21-23. Jesus taught his disciples the law of manifestation. You love the Lord, keep his commandment, do what I tell you to do, obey, and we'll manifest ourselves to you. When God manifests himself to you, it's for you to use what he manifests on your behalf to represent him. Now, here's what we got to work with. Now, y'all want me to close, I'll close now. I'm serious. I mean, I've been doing a lot of preaching. You ever got to work with it? Now, you ever got to work with it? I want you to listen at it, because if you don't listen, you're going to miss it. You going to listen?
Yeah.
How did God manifest? The highest manifestation you will ever hear about, how did he do it? Turn to John 3:16. God manifested by two things, loving and giving. See, oh my God, I better quit. Y'all can't take no more. See, we trying to manifest by receiving. In a few minutes, I'm going to hit you heavier than that. And when I hit you, that you're going to see it clear. But he said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you got any sense, you know that's the highest manifestation that ever will. God snatched you out of hell and made you a candidate for heaven, and made you, brought you out, called you from the deadness of Adam, and sent a last Adam, Christ. And now you're a Christian. Now you're a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. That's the high. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, that's a manifestation. That's a manification from John 3:16, from John 1:12. In Romans, it talks about, you know, believe in the Lord, thy God, you'll be saved. But God manifested or kicked in manifestation by loving and giving. You can't ever lose by loving and giving. But Satan have taught us indirectly, deceptively, that manifestation is receiving. And so if there is an element of manifestation in receiving, but it's not the highest manifestation. And one manifestation makes the other one work better. I got you where I want you. You know I love you. I got you where I want you. We have been deprived so long in the supernatural. Sick, broke, problem, can't go to the show. So, the majority of the church is trying to get their need manifested. And the secret is ministry manifestation. Yeah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. So the school tuition and the real estate and the house and the car, those are amenities. But what the enemy have tricked us in the church is not to manifest at our highs. The highest manifestation a son of God can make is make another person a son. Y'all don't want to hear me. See. And when that begin to happen, you become important to God. And when you go back to look to see what you need, the bread is already in the box because you're about your father's business. The secret. Here we go. Somebody gonna fall off the truck here now. The secret of all the manifestation in my life that is visible for you to see of things that God has given me is because I'm sold out. I totally love God, and I'm doing it every day. I'm trying to find somebody to bring into the kingdom. My ministering to people caused God to minister to me. Most of our prayer, most of our praise, most of our worship is trying to get something. Ministers don't understand this. Ministers don't understand this. They don't understand. You got to be sold out. They don't understand. If you give God your life, if you totally be concerned about what God wants, everything else will fall in place. We often use Matthew 13 with the sower sows the seed to teach the lesson and the principle about sowing and reaping and finance. But actually, that's a word sowing chapter. And it talks about people ministering the word, getting 30-fold, getting 60-fold, getting 100-fold. Why are we not receiving 100-fold? Why are we not receiving 100-fold in our finances? You haven't put out 100-fold word. All right, sit down. Let me take a little further. What time it is? I told my wife a half hour. I lied. I said, I'm going to do a half hour. She knew I was lying. She laughed at me. Getting our need met is the lowest type of manifestation according to our assignment. Notice Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The whole sixth chapter of Matthew is trying to tell us when Jesus answered his mother from another dimension, he answered from another at 12 years old. He answered her from another dimension. He said, woman, it's time to be about my father's business. Come on, somebody raise your hand. Raise your hand. Praise God. I'm giving you the answer. Say, Say, the apostle, give him an answer. Tell somebody. This is the answer. This is the answer. Listen, listen to me. Look at me. That's why I got all them notes and all cut off, because I want you to know. And if you take a little note, that's all right, but pay attention when you take notes, because you ain't going to read them notes no more anyway. Because I know I took a lot of notes. What the Spirit of God is doing this morning, He's giving you the answer to all your dilemmas. You listen to me, Ronnie? He's giving you the answer to all your dreams. Look how God tells you. I look at Ronnie and look at Ron and Denise and them. And Ron has been with me a long time. And Ronnie was courting this little girl. And Ron talked to me about it. And I just out of the blue, I said, 2-in-1. And I have to explain this to you. That came out of the spirit room. I have to explain this to you. Because me and Ronald didn't know what it was. 2-in-1. The girl became his wife and gave him what? A kidney, right? And gave him a kidney. That's a 2-in-1. He alive today. Happy, got children, married. God sent him 2-in-1. Now, I want him to know that is because of his father faithfulness. God hear that man when he pray, because he's a servant of the Most High God. His wife went through a battle. He talked to me. We talked. Doc know about it. His wife went through a battle. We talked about it. He said, I got this, Pastor. I agreed with him. We agreed. There she is. Looking better than ever. There she is. Now, Doc had a lot to do with it, but Doc know how to pray too. I know of 3 or 4 cases in here that God used him. First thing I want to know from a doctor, you say. Dennis too, anybody, you saved? You're getting all up in my mouth, you ain't saved. You. You definitely ain't gonna put me to sleep if you're not saved. I ain't about no sleeping up in here. You cannot. I said, you cannot. I said, I want to notify you this morning. You're being promoted this morning. You know that, right? You cannot put personal manifestation before God's manifestation. And I'm talking about ministry. What was the master's manifester? Secret of manifestation. That's Jesus. He's the master, right? How many of y'all know him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings? All right. So he was a master in manifesting from the supernatural world. How many of y'all agree with that? You watch him. You watch him. He walk up on somebody, you know, and man was out the street blind and hot and saying, can you help me? Can you help me? He said, I will. And the man was healed. Paul picked it up. Peter picked it up. We got to pick this up. Jesus was a master manifester. You never saw him in a spot where he couldn't get out. You never saw him, you know, it had 5,000, probably 20,000 people, 5 loaves and 2 little fish. Jesus said, tell them, sit down. He was a master manifestation. One of the mastering point, another mastering point of manifestation, Lord, just show me that. Be thankful. Every day of your life. No matter what's going on, take time to give God thanks. Thank him right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because whatever good in your life, he did it.
how much oxygen you breathe today. He did it. When you woke up this morning, everybody didn't wake up, you know. Hey, Leroy, everybody didn't wake up this morning. Some people slept on in the glory this morning. Some people slept on in hell this morning. But he woke you up. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing to be thankful for. Then I'm looking around. I don't see a wheelchair in here. How you got up in here? I walked up in here. Who enabled you to walk up in here? Walking and breathing at the same time, and seeing at the same time, and hearing at the same time, and sometimes talking at the same time. Who did all of that? Who in a few moments gonna start a process in you? You put that food in your mouth and a process is on automatically. You don't know what all going on, but he got a system in you that know how to separate things. You want to talk about manifestation? Who make your eyes to see? Who make your body have pain when something attack it? To warn you something going wrong. Alarm, alarm, alarm. High blood pressure is a signal. That's something going wrong. Y'all don't want to talk to me this morning. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Suppose we didn't have these warnings. You said, no, you're talking about, I don't have the car. I want God. Had not been good to me. You better wake up. Turn the masses full. Let's see the mass at work. Let's see the master manifested. Reverend, I got more than I bargained for you this morning. Your life changed completely this morning. You know that? If you heard what the Holy Ghost said up in here today, if you really understand what the Spirit of God is trying to do in our midst, you would rejoice right now. I mean, man. Listen, if we want God to give us more insight, we got to appreciate what he's saying to us. We can't sit here like this come out of the Library of Congress. The heaven is open. There are portals of heaven. There are portals in the spirit open over your head today. God is about to change some things in your life on purpose. Some things, good things, are about to happen to you that you are not going to have the vocabulary to explain it. So the way you're going to talk about it is like this. Because you don't have the language. Unless there's an interpreter, somebody would never know all the good things that God has done for you. The heavens are open over you this morning. Rejoice. The real manifestation of your sonship began this morning like never before. You're going to see miracles, signs, wonders, healing, deliverance.
Because you got this secret. I really don't have to worry about my affairs if I take care of his. Got that? That's why he told you, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. And I'll see to it you have everything I said in my word. What's the problem? What's the problem? Sometimes people got so much religious tradition in them and theology, they don't want to die. And they want to fly before they walk. Are you following me? Now, I'm saying on purpose and by revelation, just this one message this morning, the heavens are open to you. You're about to have visitations. Like never before. And by having these visitations and by knowing what you know, you're not going to let the visitor leave without doing what he came for. Other words, listen to me. Other words, you now know how to receive. As a son of God, because now you're set for service. Other words, it's not all about me, Lord, but it's all about my brothers and sisters, this is heavy. You better be able to handle it. There's a Christ that has been taken off of you this morning. It is a Christ to put God second. And not on purpose, but through deception in the church. Love your brother as yourself. Love the Lord thy God with all your might, all your heart, and all your strength, and love your neighbor. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. The secret, I got to tell you. The secret of my good success. So I don't just have success. I got Joshua 1:8 success. Is observing to do what he tells me to do. The rest of it is history. You want to know something? Nah, that's really you got to be ready for it. You want to know something? You know I've had 4 jets, 4 RVs, 3 Rolls Royce, 2 Porsches. Now I can't drive all them cars. I can't do all that. The Lord said you can have it. You can have what you want. Just great gift. I said I like it. He said get it. What the church gonna say? It don't make no difference. You wanna go to a broke church? Go ahead. If you love to be around broke folks, hang with them. That ain't God's will. You understand me, George? That ain't God's will. I got 2 George. I'm looking at one and I'm hearing the other one. And I'm just telling you that. Now the secret of all that is Not one thing. Oh, man, I told you all my secrets. Y'all ain't even taking it. Love this church, and this church will love you back. You didn't understand. See, the anointing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about this building. But I'm talking about the alignment with the assignment. You don't know it, but you're designed to be the biggest pusher in the world. Push the kingdom. Push God's assignment. And he, you think don't push is blessed? You think don't push has got plenty of money, whatever they call blessed. You think they got plenty? They got money now. Oh, they got money. Don't push got money, boy. Don't push got money. Plenty of money. But they're nervous all the time. They don't have good success. They can't sleep. The phone ring. Who that is? Don't bear. What they want? But if you ever become a pusher of the kingdom of God, no dope pusher will ever be able to brag around you. Because when me and a dope pusher come to the red light, he know that I'm a greater pusher than him. And that's the least manifestation. The full jet. And the thing I'm telling you, that's the least manifestation. When Lily Arm was locked down here. Oh, my God. And last night she told me for 8 years she couldn't raise her arm. But when a manifestation of the Holy Ghost hit her arm without her operation, she said it went straight up. That's a manifestation. May I tell you something? And I'm going to do it in an overall manner. You better be ready for this. What you're dealing with is over. You hear me? Huh?
Yes.
Come here. Come here. I want to lay a hand on you. Come here. Come here. You my daughter. Come here. Come here. Come here. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you. Come here. You my daughter. Come here. I love you. You love me too. You love my wife. You're always sowing in my wife. My wife, she had kindly sowing in me. I want you to hug me. Something's going to come out of me on you. Hug me. I love you, yeah? Answer me. You know I love you. Just follow my instructions. You got me? Are you ready? Follow my instructions. Come out! Just leave her alone. Let her lay. Her womanhood is moving like a mighty river in her. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. Woo! Her feminist is moving in her. Her beauty is being restored. 6 months from the day, she'll be the most beautiful woman in this house. She will come dressed like a queen, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon her heart and her life the rest of her days. She's one of the most prettiest women up in here. I want to see it come out. You know what? People have to love you and trust you to let you minister to them. Her parents trust me. She trusts me. And I have the right as her pastor. Because we just had a display of the three shows. All right, I got to close. I got to close. I have to close. Listen. Jesus manifested by preaching, teaching, healing, and delivering. I just manifest one of Jesus' manifestations. See, when you see something going wrong, you can't ignore it. You just got to have wisdom of how to deal with it. Jesus manifested by love. God manifested by love. The Holy Spirit manifested by love. And Romans 5:5 said the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5:6 says, faith, which worketh by love. The fruit of the Spirit works by love. Actually, the fruit of the Spirit is love. All the rest come out on the branch. Joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, all that come from the fruit called love. The gifts of the Spirit manifest by love. Because Jesus said, after talking, the Spirit said, after talking, Paul, the Apostle Paul, give a revelation of the gift, administration, and the operation, said they're all given to us to profit withal. Then Paul said, let me show you a more excellent way. That's where 1 Corinthians 13 come from. And in the midst of that chapter of 1 Corinthians, this man, my God, in the, oh man, sure enough, Lord. Hey, Posekalasa. My goodness. Hey, Ma. You want me to tell you? Yes, sir. You sure you want me to tell you? Yes, sir. Huh? Y'all gonna take care of them chairs? That mean I had to buy some more. Y'all want me to tell you what he said?
Yes,
I was trying to say something else. You know what he said? Huh? You ready?
Yes,
sir. He said mine, but I'm gonna put yours. That's why he said my, because I know what he meant, but to make it more personal to you, your time has come. All these cases, Leroy, Tim, Edgar, all these cases, whatever case in here, the Spirit of God says, your time has come. Let's dance a little bit. Let's dance a little bit. Soak it up. You got to soak it up. Soak it up. My time has come. Now, tell four other people, your time has come. And then after that, say it four times to yourself. Your time has come. Your time has come. Your time has come. Oh, your time has come. Your time has come. I heard that in the spirit when I spoke in tongues. You see, he said it like this. He said, my time has come. But he permitted me to say, your time has come to get it in you. Now, tell four people, my time has come.